It's time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the June 4th show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, we'll be playing the second part of our interview with Adam Curry. But before we get into the conclusion of the interview, a few quick notes. First, podcasting came from blogs, and blogs are a way to rant. So I'm going to do a quick rant here, and that has to do with my move. For those of you that may remember, when I moved from Erie, PA to Kansas City, I used North American Van Lines. Remember the name, North American Van Lines. And my 200-disc DVD player and my VCR did not make the move with North American Van Lines. So after complaining to them and telling them that it didn't make the move, they did very cursory, in my opinion, service to try to find and locate the items. Do not believe, in my opinion, that North American Van Lines did an adequate job in trying to track down the items. And at the end of the day, my $900 worth of electronic equipment, I was given a check for $36 from North American Van Lines. I would have to say I will never, ever, ever use again. I would suggest anyone looking to move to use United Van Lines. Enough of the rant. And second, I want to send out a KYOU congrats to Anne at Eat Feed. Her podcast was played on Friday. I want to say congrats to John from The M Show. He's also had his podcast played on KYOU. I will be interviewing John on Wednesday, the 8th show. And finally, I'd like to say congrats to Sam over at The Closet Deadhead. He's had a couple of his podcasts played on KYOU. Now let's think about this. A podcast about the Grateful Dead being played on a radio station in San Francisco. If that is not a perfect fit, I don't know what is. Enough of the rants, enough of the congratulations. Don't forget to check out our website, www.podcast411.com. Check out our tutorials on how to script RSS feeds, how to format ID3 tags, explaining what podcasting is to the flashing 12, so when you have to explain it to your mom. Some really good tutorials. Go ahead and check them out. Now we're going to go ahead and get into the interview with Adam. Here we go. Here's a stat I wanted to throw out that I thought you'd find interesting. If you do a search right now on Google and you do a search for blogs, do you realize there's more hits for blog than there is for sex?
Really?
And if you do a search for podcast...
Well, look at the people who are doing blogs. Right. They're not having sex.
No, which is why Don and Drew got so popular.
Yeah, exactly.
But podcast is now at 9.6 million. It's almost at the 10 million mark on Google.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Man, that's great. And is that more than sex?
No, sex is like 116 million, and blogs is like 260 million right now.
Wow. Unreal.
Is there anything we, your listeners, can look forward to on your show? Anything new that you have coming up?
Well, that's a good question. It's so dynamic. I want to do more interviews. I like interviewing people because, in particular on a podcast, because there's no time constraints and you can just chat with someone. I really like that, and I think I'm pretty good at it, just chatting with people. I love doing that with my wife. You know, that's always pretty fun. Steve Jobs promised he'd come on my show.
Yeah, I would love to get him on the show. You know, I say now I've got the two biggest names in podcasting. I've had you and Senator Edwards. Of course, Dave will send me a nasty gram about that. But
well, you should interview Dave too.
I will give him the opportunity.
Yeah, you should, definitely. He's got a lot of interesting things to say. We don't see eye to eye on everything, but I listen to his show.
That was evident from your show a week ago Monday.
Yeah, but, you know, I like it. I like listening to what he has to say. He's very smart. You know, he has a lot of really deep, well-thought-out ideas. And I do believe in his overall big picture that we're, you know, that we're all going to have a voice and we'll all have a weblog and a podcast and maybe a video cast and God knows what other type of cast. But that's going to take a long time. And, you know, billion-dollar companies that do media do not go away overnight. That's just, you know, that's physics almost. It just doesn't happen that fast. So I think there's a lot of work to be done in the meantime.
One question I always ask, and that is, what advice would you like to offer to those that are thinking about starting a podcast today? What one piece of advice?
Real simple. Pick a topic that you're passionate about. Just passionate and do that, because that will shine through. If you can be passionate about anything you're talking about, and that's the same for weblogs, I think, as well. You'll do great. And you'll have a lot of fun, and it'll be very therapeutic for you.
Anything else you'd like to say? Any news that you're allowed to talk about on the iTunes?
Well, look, I've seen the iTunes podcast portion. I've seen it working. I've seen all the features. They've done a great job. They've done a lot of thinking about how to integrate show notes, bookmarking, some very smart subscription options. I truly believe that when this thing is released, it will change podcasting positively, but it's going to get a lot of people, a lot more listeners. It's going to be much simpler for the general public at large to find podcasts, to subscribe to podcasts. They won't even know what subscription is. It's a music player for dummies. It's perfect. And by the way, the people who don't understand the technology aren't dumb. It's just, you know, they shouldn't even have to know. And I figure if there's someone out there who is loving filling up their iPod and buying tunes and, you know, music on iTunes Music Store, and there's 1.2 or 1.3 million songs being purchased and downloaded per day from iTunes, that's a huge market. And there's a lot of people there who have never heard of it and will just be discovering podcasts. And we're going to see... And that's what I'm most excited about. We're going to see a lot of extra and new listeners coming in. And that really, really excites me.
I consider that the next inflection point in podcasting in 53 days, 52 days, whatever it is.
Yeah, 55, whatever.
53, I guess it's Sunday. It was a week ago, so 53 days. So.
Oh, right. You're right. You're right. 53 days ago. And then, you know, of course, Microsoft will follow. You know, they can't not have some iPod or functionality in Windows Media Player. I've been talking to Windows Media Player, you know, personally, been up to Seattle a couple of times. We've talked about this. I said, you know, this is what I think needs to happen. Never had the opportunity to talk directly with Apple, but they were the first ones that, you know, kind of said, hey, wait a minute, here's our audience, and we're going to do something for them. And then, you know, after that, I think we'll see more. I hope that the iPod developers won't, you know, give up in dismay because, man, there's a lot that can be improved when it comes to an integrated solution. So I think everyone who was developing iPodders really got a lot of the iPodder development down very well, but built kind of so-so player applications. And if we can make those player applications work even better, then I think that there's still a big market out there, very analogous to what Winamp is doing, that can be very prosperous for them. But you're right, it's going to be a turning point, that's for sure.
Well, what it'll do is it'll drive also the developers of the iPodders to include other features and other capabilities.
Yeah.
All around, it's going to be good news if you're a listener and a podcast creator.
And also, there's a ton of news readers, aggregators out there, which do RSS feeds very well. They might want to focus on adding some podcast capability to that because I still have to use multiple RSS readers. I'd like to have it all in one.
Well, I did have one comment, and you can pass this on to Chris at Podcast Alley. Has he ever thought about, you know, this whole issue? I listen to a lot of different podcasters, and I hear, you know, some of the bigger names, some of the people on Pod Show, stating, you know, they don't like to have to go out and beg for votes. Why not just have a Hall of Fame? If you make it 3 months in the top 10, there's no reason for the Daily Source Code and Dawn and Drew to be getting votes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows they are. Put them over in the Hall of Fame. 3 months in, top 10, boom, done. Now you're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. I'll certainly suggest that to him. I mean, what Chris does, and you really got to appreciate what he does, because, you know, he's basically building a... You know, it's so funny because if you talk to anyone in Silicon Valley, right, they're all talking about, you know, the social networking and the tools for social networks and Friendster this and Friendster that. And I'm like, horse shit. You know, what happens is people kind of gravitate towards a place, usually a news group or a forum or something like that. And then you get if you're fortunate enough to have a guy like Chris McIntyre in the middle of that community who can actually build the tools that people are asking for, wow, that's a very powerful combination. So it wouldn't surprise me if some idea like this would come out of the community. And basically that's what Chris does. You know, he sits in the middle of the community, wanders around, has his ears open when people start to ask for something. Like, for instance, now soon they'll be coming will be something called My Alley, and that'll be your list of subscriptions, and you'll be able to share those, intermix them, and also use them to have podcasts downloaded to any machine that you want that subscription list to be downloaded to. So I'm sure that he's going to be right on the tip of that, and it's a good idea. I'll definitely pass it on to him for sure. How about yourself? What's coming up? What interviews do you have lined up? Anything? Cool.
I've got a couple different ones I'm working out right now. I'm going to have the M Show on, John from the M Show.
Yeah, great. Working I love that. Listen to that. I'm subscribed. Yeah.
Obviously, I mentioned Chris is going to be on here for the 50th show. And I'm supposed to have one with Harry and Zima from The View from Here. So sometime in June. Corby from The Twisted Pickle is going to be on.
And well, have you heard, what is this, Ken and the Girl? Is that what it's called?
Keith and the Girl?
Keith and the Girl? Yeah, I hear a lot of good news about that.
I have not contacted them, but I put them on my list. I'm going to have Gary from the Twisted Pickle on to talk about what they're doing over there. T. Morris, he does one of the sci-fi books, and I'm talking with him.
Right.
And Lance Robinson from Primetime Podcast, he's supposed to come on when they get ready for their next release. So those are some of the ones in the queue.
So let me ask you, you quit your job and you're podcasting full time. What is, where are you headed with this? What do you want to do? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm actually was looking at it that I would have a free resource site and a free podcast to teach people how to podcast. Where I would make revenue, if there ever is that opportunity, would be from consulting. And consulting with Fortune 500s and other people that want to do this. I see this podcasting also as not just from the entertainment point of view, but being in corporate America for 16 years. This is a way to get out information about your company, about press releases, about training material and other things that are very, what I would call, boring and mundane, but hey, that was my life for 16 years.
Well, if you know the consulting business, then I totally agree. This is a great thing to add onto your tablet of stuff, and they will definitely buy.
And then the other thing is obviously my goal is to get onto Pod Show and Sirius with you guys.
Well, I'd be happy if you'll give me permission. I'd be delighted to schedule you in.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Then consider it done, because we fill 4 hours a day. That's a lot of programming, and it's a lot of promos, which really work very well, by the way. The more promos we get, and, you know, they don't have to be 30 seconds. They can be, you know, for instance, a promo from, you know, the podcast 411 could be, you know, 2 weeks ago I spoke to John Edwards about his podcast, and then you play a clip and then whatever, you know, that kind of stuff works really, really well. It gets people very excited and it really drives traffic. We're seeing now that people who are listening to Sirius are going home and they're looking up these podcasts. It's great.
Well, I would be happy, more than happy, to have my show on there. And now that I've got all my audio quality issues worked out, I'm actually now promoting it. It was one of those things where I couldn't get the audio quite right, recording Skype, and I was like, damned if I do and damned if I don't promote it. Once I got it worked out with the first one, I'd say that was perfect, was my interview with Phil from Bit Jobs from the Masses.
Right.
And then I did Nate and Di. I talked to them because Nate has the distinction of being the first podcaster to get fired from his job, from his podcast.
Yeah, that's one you want on your resume.
But you know what's great, though? He got a new job from someone that was listening to a show.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
And I just thought that was the greatest story. I mean, yeah, he lost his job because he did a podcast, a skit, and he never mentioned where he worked, never mentioned anything about the company, but they got offended by it, so they fired him. And then someone who had listened to his show and liked his show goes and hires him.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
that's fucking amazing. Well, I hired P.W. Fenton, you know, kind of the same way. He's really helping me produce the Sirius show. And I'd heard his Digital Flotsam podcast. And I was a big fan, actually, subscriber, listening to it. And I needed someone who, you know, would know about heavy lifting production, you know, lots of, you know, high output and editing, and someone who made interesting choices, but also understood podcasting, and he fit right in that mold. I've never met him face to face, you know, and then he quit his job, and he's working for us, creating the Pod Show for Sirius and some other cool creative stuff, and he's still doing his own podcast, and this is really the world that we live in. I really enjoy it. People say, "Where's your headquarters?" I say, "Skypesville, USA." That's where we live.
I am so glad that Skype worked out the issues on the Mac side.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I know early on you were very against Skype, or not against it. You were disappointed.
No, I was trying to get some attention. I'm saying, guys, fix this. Please, fix this.
Yeah, when I first started out, I was interviewing people that were on the Mac on iChat. And it's actually, I haven't tried the new iChat, but Skype was, well, for a while there, better than iChat. It was more reliable.
Yep, and that's the lesson I learned is, you know, If you say it and you keep repeating it and you say it loud enough, big companies do listen. I mean, Apple was sitting there for months listening to what we were all doing, and they took away whatever they wanted to from it, and they're going to really help us with a great application. And I think that Skype, you know, they listen. All these companies listen. There's just people in there, and people subscribe to podcasts, and people hang out in bars and talk. You know, just because it's a big company doesn't mean that they don't have their ears on.
I remember listening to your early pontifications about Apple getting into this, and I know I sent quite a few emails, and I was very happy last week when you did the Sunday show, I think it was, and you mentioned that Apple was coming out with it on iTunes. I was like, yay, they finally listened.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? I went to Cupertino, and I didn't know what to expect. You know, we're just going to sit down and just chat or whatever. And there was the developer who's writing all the code, and she was basically presenting her baby, you know. And there was just, you know, six people. That's the entire team. And so we went through the whole thing, and I said, well, what do you think of this? Did we do this right? And can we improve this? Is there something we forgot? You know, is this the right way to do it? Will people understand this? Will they like this? I mean, that was just amazing. It was, you know, it's a big company, but it's still just a couple of guys and girls who do this stuff. And they've been trained over there to listen and to work, clearly, because they did it. And I'm delighted.
Yeah, I'm excited for 4.9 to come out on iTunes.
Right on.
I'll be downloading it the first day it's out.
Cool.
Okay. Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time. I know how much it's worth, and we've been on.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm sorry that, you know, it took a while, but here we are. We got it done, and I look forward to every single show you do. So keep it coming, and I will definitely schedule it into the Sirius show. I'd love to do the John Edwards interview. I think that was a really good one, so I'll put that one in.
I don't know if you know Owen. I think it's Owen at iPodder. I think it's the iPodder Lemon team. And me and him are very anal about ID3 tags.
Yeah.
So I put a tutorial out there because I listen and do all my research on my iPod. I walk my dogs during the day, and I'm looking at my iPod trying to find people's podcasts. Mm-hmm. And they have these names that are 85 characters long, and I can't tell which show is the first one, which one's the last one. It's like, oh, please, folks, do the right naming
and structure.
And
that's something that we have on we're having issues with on Sirius as well, because it's such high output. You know, we're really just using whatever ID3 tag information is available for our show notes, and people are not doing a good job with their show notes. They really got to do much better. Throw your URL in there somewhere, please.
What information would you like to see on people's ID3 tags? I'll include it in my tutorial. It actually gets quite a few hits.
Email address and URL for a website are really important, because when you just find an MP3 out there, and that does happen, you know, and so, or sometimes I'm subscribed to a lot of shows, and I'll look at an MP3 and I'm like, where the hell did this come from? You know, I have no idea. So that's pretty significant. Besides, of course, some consistency with, I guess we'd call it the album tag. That needs some consistency there, and some naming conventions. And I don't know, we went through a lot of this in the very beginning, about 9 or 10 months ago, and I just kind of stuck with what the consensus was then. But I'd be more than willing to change to a different format if it works for everybody and there's some implementation. That is one of the things, by the way, that Apple has worked on. They've thought a lot about, okay, how can we get more metadata in there? And they're doing it in two places, one in the RSS feed, so they're going to extend RSS through a namespace, which is valid. Obviously, they are putting a lot of effort into AAC, so I think they're working on some special tagging options for that as well. We'll just have to see. I think AAC is actually pretty interesting. The number one place where you can advertise your podcast is through good ID3 tags.
Absolutely. That's what I do on mine. My name is easy to find, and then after that it scrolls across, and I give the people's website that they're listening to, my website, maybe it's only a small percentage that are listening to on the iPod now, but there'll be a lot more people listening on MP3 players as we go forward.
You bet. Okay.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for coming on the show, and sorry for pestering you so much in the last few weeks.
Not a problem at all. I appreciate the airtime. Like it.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Adam Curry. Please check out his website and podcast at www.curry.com, although I'm sure most of you are already subscribed. Again, Adam, thank you so much for coming on the show. It really was a pleasure speaking with you and having you on the show. If you out there are a podcaster or someone that provides services to podcasters and you'd like to be on the show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. If you have a promo, please include the promo in that email. And talking about Gmail accounts, I still have some invites left on my Gmail account. If you would like a Gmail account, please send an email to rob@podcast411.com. Include in the email Gmail and the title. Next, I would like to thank everyone that's voted for us over at Podcast Alley. I really appreciate that quite a bit. I am very happy with the results. If you haven't voted, go ahead out there and vote and make me even happier. On Monday's show, We will be talking with Corby from the Twisted Pickle. Definitely an interesting interview. If you guys are not familiar with Corby, he is a ninja caster. We'll explain that in the interview. And at the end of today's show, we're playing a promo from Tim from The Distorted View. If you've listened to Tim before, and somewhere in that show you did not say, "Wow, that's just wrong," then there's something seriously wrong with you. Well, I digress. Listen to the promo. Great show, and I do recommend you check out Tim from The Distorted View. Well, that's going to do it for us today. This is Rob from Podcast 411. As always, reminding you to listen different.
Do you like to hear about people losing limbs in tragic weed-whacking accidents? Or maybe monkeys throwing feces at children? How about elderly people filming adult films in their backyard? If you said yes to any of these, you've got to check out The Distorted View Show Monday through Fridays at distortedview.com. It's sick, it's twisted, it's the closest thing you can get to porn without looking at a crotch.
It's 10 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Come for the news of the weird. Stay for the audio pornography.
What?
It's the Distorted View Show.